to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Reading the story on News 24 about this bloke who arrived in America. Now, if you've ever travelled anywhere in the world, it doesn't have to be America anyway, you've got to go through border control. If you've never travelled internationally yet, you will experience this. And it's sometimes for work, I would say mainly for pleasure. Either way, it's excitement. You arrive in a different country, you can't wait. Either you've had a good sleep, good flight, bad flight, whatever. But you're arriving and you don't often know if you've packed enough of the things you need. I'm always like, I'll always take like 100 pairs of underpants. Everything else you'll always find. T-shirts, jackets, pants, whatever.
Yeah.
My undies are like, you know.
You're going to
pretty safe. And I also know that when, if anyone wants to search through that lot of, you know.
Undies.
And when I come back, well, good luck to them is what I say. Good luck to them. This guy that thought it was clever to take 40 kilograms of biltong with him.
Well, did he not read, like, what are you allowed to take into another country? Because you should always know what to pack in.
Well, some people don't. I mean, you see this when you go to the airports and you see, especially international flights, you'll see people having to turf a whole lot of stuff, having to throw stuff away. Normally, it's liquid items. It's items that you just don't read the T's and C's in. Mm-hmm. Is it above 100 mils, below 100 mils? Where does it fit in? Is the object a nail clipper? Does it have a little knife on it? If it does, in the bin it goes. And America, they're stricter than anywhere else. And rightly so. I mean, they want to protect it, like any country, what's coming in and out. So imagine the surprise when this South African guy went straight to the goods to declare. I mean, he didn't even try and take a gap and go through the green light that says nothing to declare. He went straight to the red section. And he was like, I want to declare that I've got 40 kilograms of biltong.
Sounds like he took a whole kudu across.
There's a photograph of the Glad Wrapped. Glad Wrapped. I love Glad Wrap. Who invented that? Whoever invented Glad Wrap?
Well done.
You are a genius. I Glad Wrap everything. I love Glad Wrap. I
like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.